Happy Friday. It's Friday, October 24th, 2025. I'm Kevin Roman. I'm a designer, stylist, and generally all-around happy guy. Every week, I share a great thought and a great song. We all deserve a dose of encouragement, a fun tune, and a reason to smile. This is Happy Friday. Happy Friday. Happy brrr. Baby, it's too early to be cold outside. Now's the perfect season to get outdoors and be a little more active. All month, we've been talking about identity and confession. What it means to be real, to open up, and to share who we are. Last week, we looked inward. What you hold back defines you just as much as what you reveal. But knowing yourself isn't enough if you never give that self a voice. If we want to get anywhere, we've got to take action. And that starts with speaking up. When I was 9 years old, a classmate was selling a salamander from his science project. $5. And I wanted it so badly. Every day that week, I told myself I'd ask my parents. And every day, I didn't. I knew they'd probably say no. Plus, I already had a record. Convicted matchbox car felon, caught red-handed with one too many Hot Wheels in my pocket. So I waited. I postponed. I hoped something magical might happen. That I'd show up at school and somehow the salamander would just be mine. Finally, on the very last morning, at the very last minute before leaving for school, I asked. What? $5? For what? No. I learned something that day. Silence has consequences. The longer you wait, the closer you get to know. We stay quiet because asking feels risky. It makes us visible, vulnerable. We fear rejection, judgment, or just not being worth the answer. But silence has its own price. Missed chances, lost moments, and salamanders that slip through your fingers. No one is a mind reader. What do you want? Love, clarity, a chance? You have to say it. There's no use waiting for life to guess what you need. I hate to tell you, life has other priorities. And desire is not a delivery service. You have to place the order. Speaking up once is good. Showing up again and again is better. Your voice isn't a one-time announcement. It's a signal, a frequency you keep tuning to. It says, I'm here. I mean this. I matter. Just this summer, I celebrated 30 years since starting my interior design business. And it reminded me of something from the very beginning. My first or second year, I was invited to be one of four speakers at the month-long Chestnut Hill Showhouse outside Philadelphia, alongside the board and top magazine editors. How? Not because I was famous, I wasn't. Not because I had connections. I didn't. It happened because I had a voice. Even as a new designer, I was active, visible, and vocal at the city's design center. I talked about my work, my ideas, my point of view. That's what got me noticed. That's what gave me a chance. I can thank my grandmother for that. Nana would have turned 110 this week. She was outgoing, opinionated, and utterly fearless in speaking her mind. Always for good. As a result, everyone in the city of Boston knew who she was. Some still do. She was the most influential, inspiring woman in my life. So whenever I feel myself getting hesitant or quiet, I hear her spirit nudging me forward. Use your voice. Say what matters. You never know who needs to hear it. Now, speaking up doesn't guarantee a yes, but it guarantees you a chance. It proves to yourself that you believe in your own worth enough to ask. And that's where change begins. Because if you never speak up, you'll never know how close you already were to a yes. This week, try this experiment. Think of one thing you need but haven't asked for yet. And say it out loud. To a friend, a partner, yourself. It doesn't matter. The act itself unlocks something. Because your voice isn't just a sound. It's intention in motion. Every time you use it, you open a door that was waiting for you all along. Last week I said, what you hold back defines you just as much as what you reveal. This week, let's flip it. The moment you speak what you need, the universe can finally start its answer. If you want something, say it. Your voice is the key that opens doors. It's been getting colder here in Chicago this week, and darker. As fall moves in, there's a little less warmth and light every day. Next weekend, we turn our clocks back, making it even darker at the end of the day. Time to start moving around and turning on our own light to stay warm and alive. No one else is gonna do it for us. That's the hope and energy that Yanasu and Tub Talk shout about in the song IYWML, If You Want My Love. I hope you like it. Every week, find a link to Friday's song in the show notes in your podcast app and online at the website happyfriday.fm. And remember, your voice is the key that opens doors. Thanks so much for listening and for being part of this identity arc this month. Next week, it's back to the real world. Scary! Connect with me online and on Instagram at happyfriday.fm. Now go have a happy Friday.